Graphic, exclusive, alleged human smuggler, four migrants cling to life following police pursuit crash in Texas near border. By Randy Clark on April 19, 2023. A suspected human smuggler and four migrants are clinging to life following a police pursuit near the border in South Texas that ended in a rollover crash. The driver allegedly attempted to flee from Texas Department of Public Safety troopers by driving at speeds of more than 100 miles per hour. All four migrants riding in the vehicle were ejected as the vehicle lost control and overturned along U.S. Highway 57 in Zavala County, Texas, on Wednesday afternoon. The suspected human smuggler driving the vehicle was the only occupant wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. The unbelted migrants were ejected from the vehicle during the crash and suffered severe injuries considered to be life-threatening by authorities who responded to the accident. All five occupants of the vehicle were transported by air ambulance to San Antonio area hospitals. The alleged human smuggler is believed to be a United States citizen. The incident began shortly after 5 p.m. on Wednesday when Texas Highway Patrol troopers attempted to stop a small red sedan leaving the border region east of Eagle Pass, Texas. The vehicle immediately fled from the troopers and avoided at least one attempt by authorities to deploy a tire deflation device to end the pursuit. Eventually, police deployed another tire deflation device, causing two tires on the vehicle to deflate. Despite losing air and two tires, the desperate driver reportedly continued to flee from authorities at speeds that remained in excess of 100 miles per hour. Approximately 9 miles east of Batesville, Texas, the driver allegedly lost control of the vehicle and overturned. Troopers and other assisting law enforcement officers began working to free the driver who was trapped in the vehicle and attend to the four critically injured migrants found strewn along the roadside. At the time of this publication, all five occupants of the vehicle were reportedly alive but in critical condition, law enforcement sources stated. This pursuit is but one of the many law enforcement officers in Zavala County has dealt with in recent months. An uptick in migrant smuggling cases, often involving high-speed pursuits, led to an increase in vehicle crashes, extensive physical injuries, and private property damage. Zavala County Sheriff's Office deputies who patrol the area covered by Wednesday's pursuit encountered 24 such smuggling cases during the first 10 days of April, according to the department's chief deputy. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark. Editor's note, this is a developing story. The article will be updated as new information becomes available.